This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our talk today is with Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams. Gary, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So normally we talk about things that are kind of going on right now. Perhaps it's a preview of council meetings, whatever might be happening. But I wanted to look a little bit into the future for this segment. The census will be coming up in 2020. And I know regional offices as well as local offices are already talking about how to get not just a good count, but really the most accurate count possible. What's Carbondale doing to kind of prepare for this?
Yeah, actually, we started last year. The Simon Institute reached out to us, and statewide, there's an agency called Forefront that is trying to get the word out about how important the census is to Illinois and certainly the region. I don't think anybody will be surprised that due to out-migration, everyone expects that following the census, we will probably statewide lose one congressional seat and maybe even two. And for Southern Illinois, that's extremely impactful because most of the population centers are away from here. So if that does happen, likely our congressional districts will probably get bigger, which will certainly dilute our influence with those legislative offices. So that's one of the things that statewide they've been trying to bring up. But this started last year, and then most recently we've met with U.S. Census, and one of the recommendations they had to get the word out was to form a complete count committee. And the goal of that is to get a group of folks throughout the community that can really touch every demographic group and work together between now and when the census comes out to try to get the word out, encourage people to fill out their form. And the council actually at the last meeting officially created that committee.
One of the things that is unique to Carbondale is the fact that it has a university, a four-year university that has residence halls and things like that. And people ask every time the census comes up, how does the university factor in to Carbondale's population? How should students fill out that census form? Do you have direction on that already?
Yeah, it's where you're at that day when you fill out the form. And so one of the good things about the university here is in terms of any group housing or any dormitories, we get all those counts, so those are really accurate. What becomes more difficult is our students that live off campus, and the real challenge for us is that the timing of the census. So the survey is going to come out in spring of next year, February-ish, and I believe it's due in April of 20. And as you know, that's a time where kids are wrapping up the semester, probably have a lot of things on their mind besides filling out a census form. And then the follow-up to it is actually in June when there are no students here. So it's critically important that for those students that do live off campus next year, that we can get them to fill out the form.
You mentioned the fact that it's expected that Illinois will see a population loss. It's not yet known exactly where the biggest hits will be, but rural Illinois is where a lot of experts are pointing to. We've also seen a decline in enrollment in higher education, not just SIU Carbondale, but across the board in higher ed. How do you think that a decline in enrollment at SIU will affect the population and therefore all that influence, potential funding, things like that?
Yeah, so we're obviously concerned. So there's a lot of students that live off campus that we would like to be able to count. One of the opportunities, though, we've seen is in a lot of the traditional student housing areas here in town, we're seeing more families, a lot of low-income families. So what's been interesting is that even though enrollment has declined, we've seen, like District 95 here, enrollment continue to increase. So we've been asking ourselves how many people we can, capture to kind of offset that enrollment decline. The other opportunity we have is we looked back at our numbers in 2010, and only 68% of people in Carbondale responded to the form, which is a pretty low number, and I think it speaks to the transient nature of our community. So we think that having this complete count committee and trying to get the word out early and try to touch all the groups in Carbondale, we do have some opportunity to increase that participation rate, and maybe we can stay at 25,000.
something that people may not realize, the census is an individual responsibility. You get the form, you fill it out as accurately as possible, and you give it back to the census. But it sounds to me like you're saying that the city fills out its own report to give to the census that says, you know, regardless of what you receive in terms of individual counts, this is the enrollment we have in our school district, mm-hmm. and this is the enrollment here. Does that change what the census may initially get?
Well, again, those from a group housing number, those are numbers that are very reliable that the census can use towards their total count. Anything that's off campus, if you're at a private residence or rental property here, you'll get that form, and then it's the responsibility of the tenant or the homeowner to respond to it.
Sure, but like I said, the city sends in enrollment numbers from
yes.
school district, things like
absolutely.
That. Sure.
Yep.
Sure. For people who would like more information, maybe want to get involved in the Complete Count
yeah.
Committee, can they call City Hall?
Yeah, absolutely. Our planning department will manage this, and the Development Services Director will be chairing the committee, and you can call City Hall at 549-5302. And anybody that wants to get involved, we're happy to speak to you.
Gary Williams is the city manager for the city of Carbondale. Gary, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.